I would say that a coach would be egoless. Because the interesting thing around this is that as a coach, you can coach somebody to become better at something than you are. And as a coach, you better be okay with that. Because otherwise, if you're not okay with it, you'll unconsciously hold your client back from becoming as good as they could. Yeah, so you need to step out of the way. From an NLP point of view, I would say that the coach has the belief that the coachee has all the resources they need to succeed at anything. They just need to activate the resources to achieve it, which is obviously the presupposition of NLP. Everyone has all the resources they need to succeed. Which means we don't need to teach them anything. They've already got it all. They just don't realize it at this particular point in time. And our job as a coach is to have them realize it and then start to apply it. I think that as a coach, as I mentioned before, you become the monkey on the back. And, you know, as this monkey, coaching monkey, you're a nurturer. You give praise where appropriate. You give feedback where appropriate. But you also give the person a hard time when necessary. And you push them to achieve their potential, which might not always be comfortable for the client. Now, here's the key thing from a business perspective about coaching. Not me, and I'm talking here about like having a coaching business. Because of these things, you can effectively coach somebody at something that you don't know how to do. As in, you don't need to be an expert in the field that you're coaching in. So the business market, if you like, for what you can coach someone around, that isn't true of mentoring. But it is true of coaching. So it's wide open. We have one of our students who is a very, very effective coach. And he coaches, one of the areas he specializes in is coaching professional golfers. Very, very effective at getting them to reduce their handicap. But he's very open to admit that he is absolutely crap at golf. But he is very, very good at coaching someone to reduce their handicap at professional level. Okay? So that's the opportunity that you have as a coach. You can coach someone and enable them to get results at anything at all. Colin.
How do companies react to that when you approach them?
In general, once they realize, and this is where you need to be able to differentiate the difference between coaching and mentoring. If they go like, what it is that we want is coaching, then essentially it means that then they would realize that you could actually coach anyone within their organization, even though you couldn't do their job.
Yeah. I meant more the concept that you can coach somebody you don't know about.
Once they understand what coaching is, and that they're not thinking that it's mentoring, then they're okay with the concept. Okay. Yeah. In fact, one of the best reframes is, the most effective coach, and this is obviously a reframe that you'd use in the appropriate context, is the most effective coach would be somebody who couldn't do the job. Because that means I, as the coach, will come in and I'll ask dumb questions. Because the questions that somebody who knew about it would never ask, because they would be taken that they'd always have to already know the answer. But they're also the questions that never get asked and are quite often the most important questions to be answered. As in, what's the purpose of you doing it that way? Because we've always done it that way. For what purpose? Because we've always done it that way. Right. Whereas somebody who is actually an expert in the field would never ask the question, for what purpose do you do it that way? Because they would know. Yeah. So that's a good reframe. So let's talk about mentoring. And again, I'm not actually saying that these are black and white. But it will serve you if you think of them as being black and white. Because if you have shades of grey between coaching and mentoring, then your client will have shades of grey between coaching and mentoring. And shades of grey between coaching and mentoring equals confusion. Yeah? Whereas if you think of them as being black and white, then it means that you can put it across in a very, very clear, concise way. And your clients will really get an understanding of how these two are different. And some of you may be going like, and I did the same thing, you know. As far as my meta programs are concerned, I'm sameness with exception. So to think of things as being totally black and white is not my natural way of thinking about things with my metaprogram profile. People who are like, have a total difference, are sitting there going like, well, of course coaching is totally different from mentoring. It's totally different. Yeah. Somebody with sameness with exceptions going like, yeah, but if you chunk up high enough, they all become the same. Yeah. But it won't serve you in doing that. So what I've had to learn to do is to think of things as being black and white, because in actual fact, it makes it easier to communicate things. Then thinking that, like, you know, well, there are some exceptions, some areas where coaching is different, but essentially, it's the same as mentoring. Okay? So I'm not saying that they are actually this way, but I'm saying it will serve you to think about it this way. So mentoring would be when you are telling, teaching, or advising, and you're filling in the gaps in their knowledge. Filling in the gaps, knowledge gaps, with your knowledge. You're sharing your wisdom and your strategies. And what that requires is for you to be an expert in the subject, knowing more than your client. So, as an example, I was hired by a company. They're a company that do trainings, keynote speeches, motivational speeches, all that kind of thing. And they use NLP in their training programs. But they don't tell the clients that it's NLP. But they use the techniques, but they don't actually do NLP training. But all the people within the organization are practitioners of NLP, at least. So they hired me to, and this is what they called it, they hired me to run an NLP coaching program for them, which was for me to coach them around their use of NLP within their trainings. And I said, so, you know, what would that look like? How would you know for you? How would it be? And they said, well, obviously, you know, you're an absolute expert in the field of NLP. You know way more and have got way more experience than us about using NLP with doing demonstrations, with using NLP with groups, all of those kind of things. So what we'd like you to do is to be able to share your wisdom with our people so that they can get better results in their use of NLP in what they do. So, is that a coaching program or a mentoring program? It's mentoring, isn't it? Yeah. And, you know, from the perspective of the client, I'm an expert in the field, and they wanted me to fill in their gaps and share my wisdom and experience and strategies with them. Internally, they called it a coaching program. But for me, I went in there and I mentored them. Okay? I was mentoring. That's the difference. Okay? And I think it's okay when you're working with a client to bounce between the two. And I think you will in certain instances. But I think it's important for you to know when you're doing one and not the other.
So what would your definition of training be?
Training would be, from the way that we design trainings, is an element of both. As in, at this particular point in time, I'm in mentoring mode. Okay? And in a few moments, you're going to go and do an exercise. And when you go and do an exercise, me and our assistants will go into coaching mode and coach you around the exercise. If you need to have some knowledge gaps filled in, our coaches will also go into mentoring mode at that particular point in time. And essentially what they're doing is they're going to coach you around getting the result. Then you'll come back and we'll do questions and answer. Some of the times the way I respond to your questions will be as a coach. Sometimes when I respond to your questions, it'll be as a mentor. So I'd say that training, you tend to bounce between the two. And I think in coaching, in certain instances, you'll bounce between the two. But I think it's important to know when you're coaching and when you're mentoring. And I think it's also important to have it clear in your own mind for when you are selling yourself as a coach to a client, that you're very, very clear that what they want is actually coaching rather than mentoring. And also that they're very, very clear what they're getting by buying you as a coach. And having it very clear in your mind enables you to get it clear in their mind. If you're not clear in your mind, they haven't got a hope. Because of perception's projection. Okay.